This week, Americans had to pay taxes, but taxpayers are actually less upset about their taxes than they've been in a while. That's according to a new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. The poll also found that Americans are not particularly enthusiastic about tax cuts. But people who make $150,000 a year, the top 5%, are different. They are more in favor of a number of tax proposals than people who earn less. What's surprising is that many other people who might be considered wealthy don't agree with those at the top. NPR's Madeline Brand reports on what makes someone wealthy and what makes someone middle class.
If you make $100,000 a year, are you wealthy? That's what Denise and Todd Gangaware earn. They own their home, there's a minivan in the driveway, and their two young daughters lack for nothing.
Our older daughter takes four different kinds of dance lessons. She takes, the little one takes dance now too. The little one's in art classes. Kaylee takes violin lessons.
The Gangawares are in the top 20% income bracket. But here in this New Jersey town, where American flags flutter on nearly every home, they say they are just making it. Living month to month.
It's not that we say, oh, we can't go out to dinner or we don't buy the kids what they, but we don't really, I would say, have that extra money to put aside every month. It's funny because I always thought when you look at income brackets and you say, you know, $100,000 a year, they should be very, very comfortable. It's very expensive to live here. And I don't think we live an extravagant lifestyle. We're pretty modest.
Denise Gangaware identifies herself as middle class, and she believes the middle class pay more as a percentage of their income in taxes than the rich. On that, she agrees with the majority of Americans. But in fact, they are wrong. The federal tax code is progressive, meaning the amount people actually pay increases with the amount they earn. That people feel the rich are getting away with something is in the American populist tradition, says Republican pollster Robert Teeter. He says Americans have always had a deeply rooted suspicion that the rich enjoy privileges not available to anyone else. And the fact that the tax code is so complicated only fuels that suspicion. Eric Olin Wright, a sociology professor at the University of Wisconsin, adds that even though the tax rate is progressive, it may not feel progressive to many people.
The question is it an equal burden? Does it cause as much sacrifice in terms of well-being for someone who earns $300,000 and takes home $150,000 than someone who earns $20,000, let's say, and takes home $17,000?
A short drive from the Gangaware's home in New Jersey, Gene runs a small storefront business specializing in ham radio equipment. He used to be the CEO of a company that had contracts with the U.S. military, making parts for Patriot missiles. Gene, who didn't want to give his last name, is retired and now runs his ham radio business for fun. But he says it infuriates him that he has to pay half his income in state and federal taxes.
That means 2.5 days out of a week I work for the government. What do they give me back? They don't even thank me. You see these returns here? 6 returns. I don't even want to tell you how much money was poured into that. It's enough there to retire on. And you really have to question, why am I doing this? When I see nothing tangible coming back but more and more taxes, I say, the hell with it. Why should I work?
Gene makes $300,000 a year. Rich by Denise Gangaware's standard, but not to Gene. His income puts him in the top 2%, but he says he's middle class.
When I was starting out in my career in the early 60s, what I made today I would consider fairly rich. But with the passage of time, inflation, and everything else, I'm marginally holding my own as middle class.
You don't consider yourself upper middle class?
No, not at all. Upper middle class, I could take you in the town I live in. I'm in the poorer side of town.
Sociologists and economists have studied a phenomenon that could be called keeping up with the Joneses. Someone who makes $50,000 a year probably doesn't know a lot of people who make, say, $10 million. But he probably knows people who make a little bit more, and therefore compares himself to them. And our poll found that when people were asked what income made someone wealthy, they generally picked a number that was a little more than what they made. Economist Robert Frank is the author of Luxury Fever.
H.L. Mencken captured it. He said, a wealthy man is a man who earns $100 a year more than his wife's sister's husband. The idea that there are some people who count a lot more than others. So sure, we're aware of Bill Gates, we're aware of poor people, In the country, but those aren't really part of the local comparison set that matters. It's the people around us. And whichever set you're in, what's true about that set is that the people at the top of it have been pulling away from the others. And so there's this sense of not doing as well as before in relative terms.
In Brooklyn Heights, a neighborhood just across the river from Wall Street, Nancy and Tony live in a 4-story brownstone. They also didn't want to give their last name, and they also don't consider themselves rich.
I know that statistically I'd be considered wealthy, but it's just not at all how I view myself. If you could see how I looked in my clothes, you'd say this woman doesn't dress like she's rich.
Nancy's wearing a yellow sweater set and navy pants. Nancy stays at home, does volunteer work, and shuttles her 3 kids to tennis, viola, and piano lessons. Tony is an investment banker. He makes more than $1 million a year.
I never dreamed that I had this kind of money, and I don't know that my lifestyle is that different than it was. My kids' clothes come from Land's End. You know, I save coupons. You know, I don't take my kids around Europe.
Nancy and Tony are in the top 0.2% of the population that earns more than $1 million a year. So if they're not rich, who is?
Oh, I guess maybe somebody who has $20 or $30 million in the bank. I don't know.
This is New York City, after all, where the mayor is a billionaire. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.
Complete results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll are on the website npr.org.